Yeah.
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 Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, let's be.
KK, you're listening to Talking with Rod. Only here on PBS.
Woo.
Radio TV.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, for another exciting, action-packed show. I am your host, Ron Collins. Welcome to another edition. We're talking with Ron with my co-host, Miss Yara. Yara?
Hello, hello, everybody.
Wonderful. How everybody's doing? Hope everybody's had a great week. It's not over yet. We know that, but we're almost there. Hope everybody's having a good, safe week. Listen, we know we've been off for a minute. We've been on a little vacation, but listen, we've heard all you guys' words, cries, calls. Thank you. We are back. We're back from vacation. Everybody needs a break, right, Yara? Everybody needs a break.
They do. We do. We need a break, but we're back. We're refreshed and we're ready to roll.
We got an action-packed show as always, and then continuing on, we still got a great action-packed show week after week after week for you guys. Look, I know you guys said you love the new time because some of you said you have to be home and you can be cooking and watching the show. All the great stuff, man. We appreciate everybody. We appreciate all our listeners coming back and our viewers. We appreciate y'all wondering and sending out the love. What happened? We just had a brief moment to take a vacation. But we're back, and we're back with action-packed stuff. We got so much going on. Listen, before I get into the action-packed show, Keisha told me you guys have been overwhelming her with the family day that we're doing in the end of July. So we changed the location. We're going to go to an even better, bigger location, which will be in Virginia Beach. So everybody's familiar with how lovely Virginia Beach is. So we will have more of that. She will post that stuff, get that information, get your rooms early. I understand it's going to be a big finish line to that. Yara, how has your day been? And let me just say, for the reason why I'm saying that, you guys, because I'm usually, as you know, in studio with her, I'm actually traveling. So, and unfortunately, I'm traveling, and that's a, you know, one of those things, so I'm not there, but so we hope everybody's having a great day. Listen, like I said, we have a great, great show packed for you today. What you think, Yara? What do we really have one?
Do we really have the great show?
A great action-packed show, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I've been so excited all week, ready to come back, ready to say we're back. So I'm happy that we're able to talk to everybody again. As Ron said, we definitely appreciate all the love that was shown when we weren't around and while we were out on taking a little break, but we're back and I'm really excited for the show. We're coming in with great guests and I know you all would love it. So we're excited for this week and we're excited that we're back.
And yeah, I want to thank the fine people for helping us get this together at BBS Radio / all the way on all your streams. We want to thank them doing a great job helping us get on and becoming global. I know when we left you guys for the vacation, we were at 2.2 million views and followers and listeners, and we appreciate that. We can't say it enough. But listen, we got it earlier last week. We're at 2.5. You guys keep doing this thing. I'm telling you,
keep the numbers going up, everybody.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Listen, we humbly appreciate that. We can't tell you how great that is. And listen, I know when I last spoke, I told you we were going to get that tour together. We will definitely be getting that tour together. So many offers and views and things have been coming up. We've just been overwhelmed with it, but we're going to get it together. Listen, before we go any further, I want to say this. I want to say that I appreciate each one of you guys who have reached out and showed the love for us, the show, but also sending your condolences to my family, lost a uncle. And I want to appreciate all of you guys for sending that out. Can't say enough. I appreciate it. Because I always say this. Y'all know that I say this week in, week out. We're family. We're family. It doesn't matter what color, creed, religion, none of that. We're family. And that's who we are. And I appreciate you guys being a part of the family, because you're part of my family, and I honestly appreciate that at all costs. But listen, I don't want to bore you too much, because I'm just excited to be back on, and we got a hard guest. Listen, this man that we're about to bring on, great guy, great guy, great musician, great singer. Do we have Mario with us?
Yes, and thank you for having me.
Mario, how are you doing, my
How
man?
you doing, Mario?
I'm blessed and thankful. Thank you, guys.
Listen, Mario, in case you guys don't know, is I'm gonna let him tell you. Mario, tell the people your set, your music, your background, what you have going on for the music. And I'm telling you guys, if you have not heard this man, I don't know what rock you're under or what box you're living under, but I suggest you go come from under. But tell us a little bit about
Absolutely.
your
Mario's
background.
amazing. You all
Amazing.
are in for a treat today. So, us coming back with our new show, with the show starting back again, we came out with the best. So, Mario,
Well, I
please
appreciate you
share
guys.
all
Thank
the
you so much.
information about yourself.
I mean, that's so fun. That's fantastic that just to get the recognition and also to be a part of your show. You guys are great, awesome people. And I love to cater to good people all around the globe, not just nationwide. I'm an artist. I've been doing music for ever since I've known myself. So I would say since childhood. And I was in the choir in school. I was a soloist, and I've been doing music for so long. And I decided when I
Mark.
came to the United States to do my own music because I knew that the talent had to come with something, right? So I wanted to use my talents and in order to write my own music and get my own thing going. And I just did it. And this, thank God, this is I just released my second album in last July.
What's your album called, Mario?
So my first album is called The Expo. The second album is called Rise.
Rise. Okay. And just let people know a little bit about your music. What type of music? Man, listen, after coming off the Super Bowl with everybody kicking about Bass Bunny, so everybody kicking
This was an
about him
amazing show, by the way.
and a new gender of music out there, and which he's been around a long time. So, but hey, that's what we're doing. And look, we're global, so we brought a global artist on. I would not be bringing anyone on my show. Y'all know me. This man has the global catch. He's the global person. How did you get into music, Mario? I heard you say the choir. Did they say like the old Tina Turner thing? You were singing too loud in the choir, and they put you out. Or how did you get into the love of singing and in the music?
So in the beginning, I was discovered when I was like a really, maybe I think I was in the second grade, and my teachers were looking to like do a kind of a small show for the kids and stuff like that, and they wanted people to perform, and and so I was like, all right, I would love to perform, and I would try out because I love music even since then. So I tried out, and it turned out to be like one of they chose me to sing the song. It was like a specific song about mothers. It was for Mother's Day. And they picked me to be the soloist in the whole group. And everybody else was in the background, like the background singers.
So it
So
is a Tina Turner thing. I don't know if everybody remembers Tina Turner when they put her out the choir for singing too loud
definitely remember
and
that
too
scene.
much. Yeah. So it was like a Tina Turner thing with you, huh, Mario. And
Yeah.
how long have you been in the music business now? Which is a hard business by itself. I transitioned out of it, so I know it is. How long have you been in the music business?
As far as like, so I have a bunch of transitions even in in the music business that I've doing so far. So every time there's always new things coming on, right? So when I was a child, I would always like sing for other people's music, right? And do shows and perform like for hundreds and hundreds of people, right? Either for the school or concerts, small concerts for the town that I was in, I was raised in. And after like that, I came here in the United States at 18 years old. So I actually sing in three languages. So
Wow.
I sing in Arabic, and I sing in French and I also sing in English.
Has
So
talent.
I love music from all around the world, right? You can get inspired by all kinds of music. It doesn't have to be something. And this is one thing that I wanted to say. So the for the people that are, bashing Bad Bunny for his show, I don't think we should bash anything because, an art is an art, right? If I'm a pop singer, R&B singer, and I sing in multiple languages, right? So, and I believe in talent. So if you're talented and you actually make it out there, we shouldn't bash any other languages, right? Because at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and if we're talented, we need to recognize talent, no matter where it came from. And this is the base. I think this is what the music is the love of music. You don't have to be from one nation to love other arts of music, right?
I want to ask you a question, Mario. I know you mentioned before you performed, and then they had you be the solo singer, and you had a choir behind you. Is that the moment when you were like, "I think I got it," or was it before? What was the moment where you just like, "I think this is
Actually,
something"?
I would say my first time doing it, I was like not so shocked, but I was scared. Because I was a kid. I'm in front of like maybe 150 other kids. Some of them are older than me, some of them younger than me, and a bunch of your teachers. You remember when you were in school, your
Oh,
teachers,
absolutely.
you're scared of all your teachers, right? So it's like I want to make sure that I don't mess that up. But I think that was like my time where I found out that the fear concept just kind of went out the window after that, right? Because I started doing this on a regular basis, and the school was picking me as the soloist on every single concert we had.
So you started getting used
So
to it.
I kind of got used to it. So the more people that would come in, I would just be even happy, I would be more comfortable. So now I can just be in front of everybody. So this is my thing about fear. If you are fearing something, you should definitely take the risk and do it, because once you do it once, the second time it will be so much easier, and the third time, and then by the time you do it 100 or 1,000 times, you're on stage, it's gonna become like a second nature, and you would love it even more. You would want to give the people what they want to hear, right?
So Mario, what platforms can the people find your music on? Go to your music, because I listen, we're on a global stage here, so I'm sure you being a global artist, they will be wanting to come and find your music, download
Absolutely.
it. Where can they find your music at? Where can they
So
get your music?
I'm on all streaming platforms. I'm on all streaming platforms. You can look me up by my real name, by the way. My real name is Mario Haddad, and I go by that because I wanted to be authentic. I didn't, I had some nicknames. There's a lot of nicknames. Everybody has nicknames, right? But I wanted to kind of keep it authentic. As a matter of fact, like most of my fan base is actually from the Middle East, and not just the Middle East, some in Europe, some in Africa. I have Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, and shout out to all the Middle East. I know there's some people right now listening to us from the Middle East, and I want to thank them for joining us. And
We
yes, most
absolutely
definitely.
thank
Yeah, most
everybody
definitely.
for listening in. I want to ask you, Mario, your album, the latest album that you have out now, is it sung in different languages? Is it sung in just one language? Do you
Yeah, so
have
I actually have a
songs?
my new style is the fusion. What I mean by fusion is mixing two languages in the same song.
Wow,
Okay.
that's very unique. Yeah, that's
And
very
I
unique.
felt like this would be to come bring something new, right, to the music industry, because I feel like everything is the same, but we want to do
Yes.
something new, and we want to relate to everybody in the world, right? So, and that's one thing that I thought maybe Bad Bunny could do. Maybe he could also do try to get into the fusion and like doing half English and half Spanish, which I think would help out. But in my genre and what I do, I wanted to do the fusion, which is a mix of Arabic music and English. So it
Oh,
would
awesome.
mix.
So this latest album is a mixture of Arabic and English. Do you have any songs where you're speaking French?
I did not yet. I will definitely do it on the second, on the third album.
So Mario, I want to ask you this question. So you know Valentine's Day is right around the corner, right? So for all the lovers out there, do Mario have some music for the
I
couples?
have the perfect song for
Oh,
Valentine's,
wow.
right? I
So
have the perfect song for Valentine's, and I actually dropped it on the last album. And it's actually a fusion song, and it's called
okay.
Habibti. Habibti in Arabic means my love, or
Oh, that's beautiful.
right? So it's half English, half Arabic, and
Okay.
it's definitely for Valentine's. I mean, this is like the perfect song for Valentine's, and I definitely recommend everybody to listen to it. It's called
And
Habibti.
what track is that on there in case we get lost on there? Is that what song rotation is
What
that?
songs
One, two, three, four,
on the
five,
album?
six.
Oh, on the album, I'm not sure which one it is, but I mean, you can
But
look
it's
it up.
happy. Spell that for
I was going to
our
say the same thing.
audience.
Can you spell it for our audience?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely recommend everybody to listen to it just because, I mean, this is the perfect Valentine song, the perfect love song, and I made it specifically for people, for lovers. So Habibti means my love, like I said. And the way you spell it is H A B E B T I.
Okay,
Okay.
great. So y'all know that. So all you men in the doghouse, you just got a great situation. So go get your candy and your flowers and come with the song My Love, man. That ought to put you
Exactly.
somewhere.
And in
So
addition to
listen.
that, you're being serenaded in two different languages. Yes.
So which is very awesome and unique. So listen, I'm not gonna put you on the spot, but I can say this. Mario and I have been talking, and we're putting something together. So listen, we're gonna bring a tour together. We're gonna bring you guys out there all over to touch him and hear his great music. Wonderful guy. I cannot say enough about him. You guys know, like I said, I wouldn't have him on the show if he wasn't, but he also fits what our show is about and the intel about our show, which is family, people coming together as one. Too many times we hear and see things said trying to divide us, but we're all one because at the end of the day, we all bleed. We all bleed. I have never met anyone say, "Hey, I got water in me." So no, we all bleed, so we're all one. And I think that's what this country needs. We need one. And when you stand behind us, and let me say this again, when you stand behind us and you see the show, when you see the when we start coming out in 2026, because we got a lot coming on and we will be going out, when you see Talking with Ron, from my guest to myself, that's what we stand for. We stand for people, united, one. It does not matter who you are because we're all at a point to being one of two things, on a down slope or up slope. So it's about being one, helping people, not dragging, not talking about people, helping people. And this is what this great—it's still a great country, but this is what this great country has fell down for, not wanting people to be united and as one, and everybody knows what's going on. I don't do political stance. I don't do religious stance, but we all know what's going on in this country. And we see what's going on, but we have to stand as one. And so
And I would say, oh, sorry, go
when
ahead.
you see this show, Talking with Ron, that's what this show is about. That's what this platform is about. That's what it was started on, and it will run as long as we are on here and anywhere. That's what we will stand for and run. Great people with great things living life. That's what it's all about. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Yara. What did you have to say?
No, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say that, that's who we stand for. Talking with Ron show, we're one, we're family. We come in all different shapes, sizes, cultures, races, everything. But together, we're all one. So when we have our family event that we can't wait to see all our lovely faces, it will be all different types of races and cultures and
Everywhere,
everywhere.
everywhere,
So, and that's
everywhere.
what we stand for. So what we stand for is unity, right? We're family. It doesn't matter the color of your skin, we're still family. So we can't wait to see everybody during that family time. But no, absolutely. This music, Mario's music, it's all about love, you all. Please, please download his album. It's on all platforms, and especially it's the Lovers Weekend. So you all most definitely have to listen to the love song,
And
especially.
we're gonna put that on the Talking Runs Run site. We're gonna put that up there. We're gonna put Mario whole stuff up there, but we definitely wanna put February the 14th, Lovers Day. So fellas, once again, if you're in trouble, ladies too, whatever the case may be, I think that's a great stepping stone. But we will be bringing Mario out. We will be coming out. We're gonna be arranging some things. But listen, wherever y'all see him, like Yara said, support him. He's a great guy. All about family, community, and that's what we like. And like I said, him and I will be partnering up in some things, and we're gonna bring him to you because he's different. He has a unique sound. And then hey, what's not to love about? Hey, what's not to love about someone wanting to spread the gift of joy and music, right? Music makes us feel good, whether we're feeling bad or we're feeling down. Music is a feel good thing, and it's been that for centuries on top of centuries. So that's what we want. Decades on top of decades with the music. So I've been in the music business a long time myself, so I know what music does, and I've seen it. And this young man here, and I call him young. This young man here is coming with something you've never seen before. I promise you guys, it's untapped, it's unseen. You're gonna enjoy it. Listen, it will blow you away. So we're gonna have him in the future thing, and maybe we'll have him at the Family Day perform. You never know. So
That would
we
be
will get.
awesome.
Yeah, we will get, we'll put him in the lineup, but we will get we're gonna have him on there. Mario, once again, tell the people your how would they get in touch with you, your social sites, just where they can reach you.
So I'm actually on Instagram, on Facebook, on and then I have my YouTube channel as well. So if they look up on Instagram, Mario Haddad Music, and
Can you
then
spell that for him, Mario, so they'll know?
yes, Mario Haddad, Haddad Music. And that's on Instagram. And then you can also look me up on YouTube on Mario Haddad. And I'm on all music platforms, so they can do the streaming on Spotify, iTunes, all the good stuff. So I'm on all streaming platforms. And I love feedback of people, listeners, people that our fans and everything. I always listen to feedback and try to bring them something that they want to hear next. So that's always in my vision of sight. So I always appreciate recommendations from people. And I strive to do whatever is best. And I feel like the vision is coming all together, just because every time I make a new song, it's always about something different. And it's always about a story that we like, or an experience, and that people can relate to. I think all walks of earth, everybody has a struggle that had to come to light, and maybe overcome the struggle some way or somehow. And this is how music can bring us all together, because the love of music, you can easily express how you feel and relate to other people's feelings, right? So some people might be going through some hard times, and they need a song that they can listen to, and they can be like, "Oh gosh, I needed that song, because now this gives me the next push, right?" And this
Some
is
of
what
them
I
are going
said
through a
about.
hard time, Mario, for Valentine's Day. Some of them are going through a hard time. So you might be saving a lot of
Saving a lot of
meat.
relationships.
Yeah. So you might
I
be,
love
yeah.
that. Every single relationship in this world, and I will tell it to you guys right here, right now, and to everybody that's listening. Every relationship, you're gonna have ups and downs, and it is a normal thing. If you are going through it with your partner, I think this could all be worked out. It's just a little bit of talking, take it easy, and there's no issues, right? Because everything is goes up and down. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship. So just play that song for her, or him, just play that
That's right.
song,
Play that song. That's right. Play that song.
play
Listen.
that song,
Play the song. He's speaking in
get
two
a nice
different
kid.
languages, everybody. Hey, if
Exactly.
this song doesn't get you, I don't know what will.
And
Exactly.
listen, we are going to, if you guys want to see Mario, and if you have the app BBS downloaded, iHeart, listen, there's a number on there. We want you to call in if you want to see him. If you want to get him to your city, your town, call in. Let us know. We will make that happen. Like this is something I know it's festival time coming up. You guys call in, request it. Let me give you a number and you can call in and request it. 305-713-5109. Once again, that's 305-713-5109. We will get him to your town, your city. If you really want to be fancy with it, hey, he may even do your wedding. The price is right, may even do your wedding. So listen, book him. Want to see him come because he's coming anyway. But if you want to see him sooner, hey, call in, call that number. We'll get you hooked up, we'll get you put on, and we'll get him to your town and your city. I'm telling you, this is music. Y'all go to it, go to all those platforms, all wherever you stream your music, all where he's sitting there, the music is sitting there. Go listen to it. It's a different vibe. It's a different set of music. It's positive, but you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it. Period. And like I said, he even got it where he get you out the doghouse, fellas or ladies, whatever the case may be. So Mario, listen, he's still a great businessman. He's still a great businessman. Tell him your other two businesses, right quick. Tell him your other two businesses that you have and how you can be reached on those right quick. Shameless plug here.
So I actually being an independent artist, you have to have other streams of income, right, to be able to support it. And that's another thing that I had to understand that at a young age, that if you want to be independent and you want to do music, if you're not signed and you want to chase your talent, you have to get some kind of stream of income, right? So I started multiple businesses. And right now, I own Auto Glass General. It's an auto glass repair and replacement company, and I've owned that for 11 years.
Oh wait, I don't mean to cut y'all, Murray. Listen, so if y'all not, we don't condone violence. So if y'all throw somebody through the window, for Valentine's Day because you don't get what you want, hey, call Mario. Listen, call Mario. He got you covered. But wait, we're not doing
Absolutely have you covered. Do you do
Well,
mobile? Do
we're
you
not
come to their
even we're not
homes,
even.
Mario, or do they come to your location?
We actually have a mobile service, and it doesn't cost
Awesome.
any additional cost, which is something that we wanted to do for all our clients, because we figured out that the clients that are getting these kind of problems, you have to understand, in the society that we live in, everybody has a job and everybody's working, and most people are working a 9 to 5. So, it's kind of hard for them to leave work to go get their windshield,
It absolutely is, Mario.
there.
I was riding, and if you're around, depending on the roads, for us, where we're located, the roads are bad, and as well as trucks dropping things off of your car, right? So you don't have to. Maybe you might be out with your loved one for Valentine's Day. It may be not as wild as what Ron mentioned, but maybe you're driving, riding, listening to love songs, and here we go. A rock falls off the back of a truck and then
Which happens
crashes
at
my
time.
nut.
Which happens
Exactly.
at
And
time. And it
we in Texas here, especially in Texas, construction is never stopped,
It
right?
doesn't. And if you have that issue, go ahead and go to Mario. Mario, can you give us the name of the company again?
Yes, it's Auto Glass General. And we're located in Dallas, Texas. And we do mobile service for all the Dallas Fort Worth area, all the Metroplex, the
And that's a
entire
large
Metroplex.
area to cover.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of
Be
technicians, so we schedule the technicians to go ahead and take care of all the work that we need to do.
See, great, great. See, so still running. We'll get you covered anyway. But main back to the music. We gotta get y'all. Gotta go get this. Gotta go get this. We want you to request it. You want to see Mario perform? Any festival, anything you got going on? Listen, he's fully ready. He has been performing, so he's not an artist where we're plugging to say, come on. Listen, he's already established. We're just bringing him further to the light because we want you to hear what we know and what we've seen and others have seen. An artist that's different. And I know that's what the music business entails and love. An artist that's different, and he has that. Listen, Mario, man, I can't take you. This guy, I tell you, we had some great conversations. I feel like he's my brother from another mother. But listen, Mario, to your last thing you want to tell anybody, we appreciate you coming on the show, taking out your time.
Yes,
What anything else you want to tell the people on the show?
And before you do say anything, Mario, do you have videos so we can see how you perform, all of
Yes,
that wonderful stuff?
absolutely.
Please share as
You can
well.
look it up on my YouTube channel.
Awesome.
And then, I have, I think, in cumulative views, I think I have like 1.5 million or something like that right now. But yeah, you can look at my videos. I have my videos all posted on my YouTube channel. Also, another thing I wanted to add, my second business, which also would be helpful for Valentine's, I own a Driven Dallas Autos, which is a luxury rental company. We have really nice vehicles. I mean, we have the best vehicles in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We have a Rolls-Royce Ghost. We have a BMW i8. We have a Mercedes-Benz AMG. We also have a S7. So we have multitude of vehicles. We have a Range Rover. So, there's a lot of demand, especially with Valentine's. You might want to take the lady. Have a chauffeur take you, pick you up, you and your lady, and then take you to a place, a nice place that you want to have dinner or something like that. So we and we're running a special too. So if you guys call us, and especially let me know that you came from the show and you listen to the show, let me know. I'll be more than happy to give you a discount for that too.
Great deal. Great deal. Mario, you're doing a lot of plugging now. You had to become a sponsor of the show. You're doing a lot of plugging now. You got
Whatever
to
I
become a
can do to
sponsor.
support, to help, I mean, there's
No.
2.5 million people watching.
Yeah.
So, I really do appreciate both of you for bringing me in here, and I love it, and I love your guys' concept of the unity, and I think that we should push that on and bring more people to the light, right? So they can understand that we're all the same, we're all one, and we should appreciate every single talent, everybody that can have a good message to give to the youth, to the next generation, and on, going on forward.
Global, that's what we're doing. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mario, my brother. I appreciate you. Remember, you guys support him. Check the music out. He's gonna be coming soon. Who knows? I might bring him on the road on a tour with us. So hey, but look, we will have him coming. So you guys wanna book him? Listen, go check the music out, then we know you're gonna wanna book him. But Mario, man, my friend, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for taking out your time. We will talk to you soon, brother. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Mario.
Thank y'all.
Real great guy, real great guy. Mario's
Absolutely.
real great guy. Hey, always good to have great people, positive people on the show moving forward. And having him do great things for that, and being positive in every aspect of it. So I just saw somebody said, why am I not we're not I said that at the beginning, you must have tuned in late. I'm traveling, so that's why we're not in studio together. I said I'm traveling, so come on, stay with it. Stay with it. I see what y'all said, but stay with it. I'm traveling. But anyway, listen, we, like I said, positive stuff on the show. Can't say enough about being positive, having great things on the show. And also we, as you know, we do health. We have the health people on there, the fitness, now wonderful music to get you out of trouble. Just great things and positive things. We helped you with your car insurance. So we just keep moving forward, people with positive things, your clothing line, young man with a clothing line. We helped you keep you moving forward.
Covering all areas.
All areas. So
Make sure
another
you're
thing.
well-rounded.
So to be well-rounded, like y'all are saying, and to be on top, you gotta have after you get your fitness together and your health together and doing these wonderful things, you gotta have some money.
That's
And
important.
you gotta move with the money. You gotta move with the money. And one of the things about moving with the money, great guy, great guy, great investment firm. Tell us a little bit about him, Yara.
It's Howard Investment Services. They're responsible, they're reliable, and they're resourceful. So
Wow.
if you are looking into funding for retirement, looking to extend your money, if you're looking for an IRA, if you're looking for a rollover for an IRA, you can help simplify your financial life. So I would say contact Willie J. Howard of Howard Investment Services at 281-762-7434. That's 281-762-7434. You can also go online. He has over 30 years of experience at www.howardinvestmentservices.com. Hey, I'm not sure about you all, but everybody can always take a little extra money, right? So for
Hey,
somebody,
listen,
go ahead.
we deal with this man. I mean, Willie Howard, the Howard Investment Firm. Listen, they're not no sleep slide people, overnight people. They can show you how to make your money grow. They can help you make your money grow. Listen, we know in these shaky times when the economy drops off and you have different things go on and your student loans come back when they were gone. So you need your money and you need to invest your money. And this Willie is a great guy, Willie Howard, and his investment firm, the people over there. Listen, they're not just, we know we're global. The show is global, but they're not just they can touch you in any way that you need touch and help you. All you gotta do is call a number. Willie Howard and the Howard firm, they will help you invest from everything from Roth IRA to 401k, retirement, if we ever get to retire, all of that good stuff, and if you might want to buy that new Ferrari or that new home, he can definitely show you the way to put your money to work and what's the best ways to use it. Or you might just want to get a side thing and get the kids out the house, so you won't buy them a little small house and get them out. But definitely, Willie Howard and the Howard firm in any city, they can help you. All you have to do is reach out. Give them that number once again, Yara. They can
Absolutely.
reach
Over
out.
30 years of experience,
30
and you can talk
years.
to him nationwide. So no, it doesn't matter where you're located, he can absolutely help you. The number is again 281-762-7434. Contact Willie Howard.
Awesome guy. Awesome guy. Trustworthy guy. The firm trustworthy. They've been doing this 30 years. They know what they're doing. Listen, I trust them fully. We trust them fully. So listen, when you deal with them, you're getting honesty, and not some fly by night company. So they will definitely help you. That's Willie Howard. Great guy, man. I'm telling you, great guy. We'll keep your money safe and show you where to put your money.
And you know,
Yara,
with
go
those
ahead.
different things, especially when it comes to your money, people are always so scared and nervous, but we can say we don't put anybody and we don't talk about anybody who aren't exceptional. Willie Howard is exceptional. So I would definitely give him a try. You can trust him with your money, with great investments.
Exactly. That's right. And speaking of which, I wanted to say, what did you think about that Super Bowl show that everybody's been
Oh my
raving and
goodness.
talking about? What did you what what's your what's your what's the thought on that?
I absolutely enjoyed the show. I thought it was like a pl almost as though like a play or a mini series.
Hell, you need a translator. You couldn't understand. You
Well,
couldn't
no, you
understand if
couldn't
I could
understand.
understand it.
You couldn't understand, but just watching the now, I would have preferred if we would have had English captions, so we could have understood all the points that he was making. But just looking at the just how it was laid out, it was almost like a little mini series, and you got the concept of being in like a bodega and being in the places of Puerto Rico and seeing the elderly men who were playing cards and the different people. And then I didn't catch a lot of the other messages that he was trying to bring, but I really enjoyed the show and the people and the grass. Oh my goodness. I think that was the most hilarious piece because all of those pieces, all of the grass that was on the field were people actually in them. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But I thought the show was fun. I thought it was interesting. I would have preferred just some English captions just so that way I could know what he was saying, with all of his messages that he was trying to deliver. But I enjoyed it through and through. What about you, Ron?
Yeah, no, I think it was a great show. Me, I'm not the like most people for the commercials and in the halftime. I'm for the game. And let me say congratulations to the Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks. Well done game, well played game, man. I couldn't say enough about those guys and the good job they
I
did.
think I'll have to research. I should have before we came on today, but to see how many teams have won the Super Bowl by just, kicking field goals. But they won.
Yeah, that's all that matter.
won.
Yeah, that's all that
They
that's all that
won.
matter that they won. That's right. That's all that matter that they won. And speaking of another winning thing, listen, you guys, we are excited about seeing you guys on the family day. Just a little added version to this. We will have that Saturday, so you can put the kids to bed after you come from the beach and the activities we will have planned. Put the kids to bed, feed them, and then that Saturday night we will have the banquet, the ball. Excuse me, not banquet, the ball for the adults. So come, get ready to enjoy yourself, and have a great time. Remember, the whole weekend is family weekend. We're talking with Ron, and Yara, and family, and that's what we want to do. So we want you guys to have a great time. Now, listen, y'all, please lay off of Keisha. She is one person mandating all this stuff. She only can get what we give her, and Jennifer's still working the logistics out. We're trying to get the official hotel for it. So I just wanted to say that. I know you guys have been rapping and raving along with where have we been? But listen, we're back. And we love you guys. We appreciate it. But yeah, so let us get everything together, and then and once we get everything fully together, and hopefully, I think they said they were going to work on some actual package deals, y'all, which would be great, right? On a
That would be
budget.
really great.
Yeah, we don't want to leave nobody out. So on a
No.
budget, they're going to be working on some package deals. We're going to have entertainment. So we definitely want to do that, and it's going to be great. We're looking forward to it. And we got some other tricks up our sleeves. You guys, I know we were supposed to go to, just speaking quickly on this, and I usually don't, to DC. We were scheduled to go there, and we did not make it. So we're trying to reschedule that, and get that back. We appreciate y'all, DC, showing us the love and inviting us down. We're trying to get that back worked out. If we get everything back worked out, we will be there. We love to come. Hey, we like you guys. Matter of fact, we
I
love you
love
guys.
DC. I love
Yeah.
that city. That's one of my favorite cities.
Yeah. So listen, we will definitely see what we can work out and get back. And I'm just trying to answer some of the questions and the things that was been said, and asked, because we've been kind of, like I said, we were on vacation. We're on vacation. Everybody needs a break. We have a lot of other things going on. When we come to you guys, it's great. We love you guys, but we got a lot of other stuff going on. We got a lot of other stuff coming up, going on. Listen, so y'all get prepared for this. I'm excited about this. I think when I told Yara the news, she's excited about it. So we have the wine coming. I don't want to give too many details about this. I don't want to lead too much into it. But we have partnered with a great company, and we have our own official wine coming. So listen, let me tell you guys this. It's not just a shelf wine. So you ain't gonna see it on the shelf. It's gonna be exclusive. We will have it through the website, and we will also have it offered here on Talking with Ron. So remember, it's gonna be very exclusive. You won't be seeing it on the shelf, because we want it exclusive one to our listeners, and we want our listeners to whoever they want to invite and tell it to, and it's going to have an acquired taste. It's not going to just be one, but we're going to have it. So we're excited about that. What else we got going on, y'all? I mean,
That's
what
really
else?
exciting. No, that's
Yeah.
really exciting. The different wines we'll have. We'll, as Ron mentioned, we'll have, different, because everybody have a different palate. So we'll have some wines different, different tastes. So that will be awesome. As he mentioned before, it's going to be exclusive. So you all, once we drop it and let you know that it's ready to go, we can't wait to see what you all think. We definitely want to hear your reviews and your comments as far as how it goes, and if you enjoy it, which I'm sure you will, and you'll let us know. Also, You were talking about the ball. I'm excited, everybody. This is going to be really
Yes.
fun. We're going to be able to get all dolled up, dressed up for the ladies. The men come in your best dress suits, and we're going to have a good time. I can't wait till we announce all of the entertainment that we're going to have. When I say we're going to have a great time, you all, it's going to be just that. So I can't wait to see all of your smiling faces and all the listeners who hear us for so long. You know, you all have been hearing us and supporting even when we weren't here, ready to see us again. So we thank you for that. But I can't wait to see everybody in person. And especially after we've had a long day at the beach and all that good stuff, get rest and we're gonna get all dolled up and enjoy ourselves at the ball. So I can't wait. It's gonna be very exciting.
And hopefully we'll have that information, and those packages will be together either the next show or the following show. I don't want to put a timeline because y'all, I love my audience, but
They're
y'all,
all over it.
y'all. So hopefully we'll have that together. And once again, I do want to thank the team that works so good, Jennifer, Keisha, Donna. Behind the scenes, these are ladies that you do not see, but they make things flow and go so smooth.
We thank you so much.
Thank you guys. That's right. So, but listen, we will definitely have this together, and we'll get you some more information and packages real soon. And we just thank you guys, period, for supporting us. Listen, this new network, we're going to be on everywhere. We are global, so we're bringing more people on. More people are coming. We got some big things coming. So we were off. We wasn't working. We were on vacation, but we're back. And listen, just because y'all didn't see us, the lineup just got stronger and better. So it's coming. It's coming. We got some great things coming.
I
Y'all
can't
just
wait for
gotta
them to see all every week. Every week, the show's going to get better and better. As you all seen today,
better.
we have Mario. I would have loved to hear just a snippet of his music, Ron. Maybe next time we'll bring him back and hear something. But you know, we have some really good guests that are coming, and I can't wait until you all are able to see and hear what we're bringing. So although we were on vacation, we were resting, but we were working. So as you'll be able to see every week, we'll be bringing great guests to be able to educate you on different areas or just coming for entertainment, but we're covering all genres and
Yes,
areas.
I can't wait. Exciting. Listen, you guys, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for coming back, following us. Look, we love you guys. I cannot say that enough. Also, before we get off, the couple show featuring Ron and Yara, it is coming. We know we last spoke and we said it was coming. It is definitely coming. It is in the works. It is coming real soon, real soon. So y'all look out for that. The next week or two, it will be on. I know
Oh, I
it
can't wait
was,
for that.
yeah, we were scheduled to be on, and we took a vacation, and then we had some things with the other station, so we couldn't work all the things out. But we are definitely on bigger, better, improved, and we are going to bring you guys that show. It is coming real soon. It will be late night advice talking. Hey, we're grown folks. Let's talk. So
Absolutely.
after you put the kids to bed, let's get these great relationships. We want to hear from you. And remember, it's BBS, the app, BBS, all over. Tune in where we'll be here. Our new time now. So excited about that. 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. And we will be on. We're gonna look forward to talking to you guys. You guys will be able to call in. You guys will be able to call in and talk and all that great stuff. We'll be able to hear you and hear what's on your mind. So, y'all, anything else? Any other thoughts that you have before we
No, we
talk?
just look forward to seeing everybody. Thank you all again for holding on and waiting to see us. We got to get those numbers up, you all. I don't know, Ron, what was the last numbers you had? You said 2.4, 2.5. Let's see if we can make 3 million and let's continue to get it up there, you all. I'm really excited that we're back on. As he mentioned, you know, we're going to have the late night show, put the kids to bed, get them tucked away and get ready to talk. Come with your questions. You can have a male and a female perspective. I think the additional spin for me is I am a marriage and family therapist, so you can also get information, you know, and advice. So we look forward to everybody. I can't wait to speak to a lot of our guests, you know. Give us your questions, give us situations, and we can definitely talk with you, you know, and you can get both sides of the spectrum. right?
That's
Versus just one-sided or just Ron just bashing everybody. I'm just joking. Just
right.
but
No,
you
that's
know, you'll
not
be able to
bad.
get it from both of us together. You'll be able to see us more, get our opinions, just more information and relationship advice. So we can't wait for the new spinoff.
Yeah, exactly. We want to thank everybody. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors, Coca-Cola, Priceline. We want to thank who's been there from day one. Our new sponsor, Willie Howard and Howard Investment Firm. We want to thank everybody who helps make this show a viable show, and we appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. And we thank you so much. We thank you guys for staying with us, tuning in, letting us know, like we say, you're part of our family, and we're being a part of yours. We definitely appreciate that. Inviting us into your homes, your cars, wherever you are, cell phone, wherever you listen to us, we definitely appreciate that so much. For now, we just want to say thank you guys. Thank our guest Mario for being on and sharing something different, a different intel, a different side of music, period. So we want to thank you guys. And
And
we're
I
going to
want
sign
to,
off. Go ahead.
oh,
Go ahead, y'all.
go ahead. And I just want to say, you all let them know how powerful this show really is and how we're doing. Run the streaming up for Mario, download his music as well as Willie Howard's investment firm. Call him all the time. Call him nonstop. Let him see the power of our talking with Ron, our fans, our listeners. Please go ahead and let them know that you're calling because you heard Talking with Ron.
Yeah, and from another great edition, we appreciate you guys. Another great show. Remember, our shows only get better. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Talking with Ron.
Take care, everybody. See you next week.